time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Erica Cardellis. She's with the St. Anthony's Catholic Carnival. It's getting to be that time of year again, and we always have a lot of fun up at the Catholic Carnival there in Helper. Erica, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the particulars of it. It's always seems like it's always the first weekend in November, correct?
Yes, as long as it doesn't fall right next to Halloween.
There you go. So we're looking at November 7th, 8th, and 9th this year for the Catholic Carnival.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and break down every day. Now, on Thursday, it's just the turkey dinner, correct?
Right. This is all in the Civic Auditorium on Main Street in Helper. The turkey dinner starts at 4, ends at 7. We do have takeout available if you like. It's $12 for adults, $6 for kids under 12. And it's all the best of Thanksgiving with not having to do any cleaning, any cooking, or having to have all your relatives in your house.
That's the best part, really.
That, and you get to see everybody you know in Helper.
That's true. The people that you want to see. Let's put it that way. How's that sound?
It's a great way to catch up.
And that is just Thursday, and that's the only thing that's going on Thursdays, correct?
Yes.
So that's the turkey dinner. Runs from 4 to 7. They've got the takeout for you. $12 for adults to 12. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and kids are 6.
And kids are $6 on that. And then it really kicks off on Friday the 8th. Doors are going to open at 6:30, and you'll have all the normal, you know, normal fun stuff that you can get in there and do.
Yeah.
All the booths, all the games, everything like that.
Yeah, we'll have all the kids' games. We'll have food for you to buy, drinks, things for the adults to do.
There's the silent auction that's always a really big hit.
Oh, yeah. It gets bigger every year, and the donations are just amazing.
It always seems like every year that somebody's always trying to outdo somebody else from the year before on the silent auction.
Yeah.
Because they look at something, and they get an idea, and they're like, I could do that next year.
Yeah.
And so the silent auction has really taken off. Including with all that, now on Friday, downstairs, starting at about 6:30, you said, they're going to do street tacos this year.
Yeah, we're trying to offer some extra food options at the carnival. So for the first time, we're going to try and have street tacos in the downstairs kitchen for the entire time of the carnival Friday night. And then on Saturday night is when we have our Mexican dinner that we've been doing the past, I would say, 3 or 4 years, where it's an enchilada dinner. But once again, we're also going to have Villa's homemade tamales available for purchase, and come early because he says he's making twice as much this year, but you know they're going to be gone before that dinner ends at 6:30.
Yeah, you're going to run out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Be there at 4. Be safe, right?
Yeah.
So that's a great bunch of stuff. Plus, upstairs you'll have the normal food, the hot dogs, the hamburgers,
kielbasa,
and all that stuff, drinks. And
they're trying something new this year. They're instead of just nachos, they're going to try and do chili cheese nachos. So,
well, we'll see how much
another
mess
option
that makes.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
So that's the normal stuff that always goes on at the Catholic Carnival. Get on out, have a great time. Once again, Thursday the 7th, turkey dinner, 4 to 7, $12 for 12 and up, $6 for kids, and then that's all that's going on Thursdays. The turkey dinner,
right.
And then on Friday, we kick it off at 6:30. There's the silent auction, the booths, all the games, the big ticket drawings, all that kind of stuff. Friday night, downstairs, street tacos, starting at about 6:30. Is that what you said?
Yeah, when the doors open.
And then on Saturday, from 4 to 6:30, it's the Mexican dinner with enchiladas and the tamales, but you got to get there early for the tamales.
Definitely.
Now, the great thing about the Catholic Carnival is it seems like every year, the community just comes together for the Catholic Carnival. And you have quite a few sponsors and people that make this possible, do you not?
I have to give my heartfelt thanks to all the business owners of this county. Their generosity is just amazing year after year. The quality of the things they give us, it's dumbfounding how much they support my little church on Main Street and Helper. And I really do appreciate it, and all of our parishioners do. We all work really hard to put on the carnival, but it's the donations from the businesses that draw people in.
And that's one thing, you know, every time we talk about something like this, that's the one thing, is that the people of Carbon County just dig in and they'll give and do whatever needs to be done. And a lot of great sponsors, a lot of great businesses that you go to They just give you whatever you need. It's like, what do you need? So most of them are like, you know, what can we give you?
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about the Catholic Carnival. One last time, and the other thing about the Catholic Carnival is this is, other than the spaghetti dinner in February, this is like your main fundraiser for the church, correct?
Yeah, this is it. This is where we need to make all of our money for the year.
And that pays all the bills for the church and the buildings and all that good stuff.
And any of our projects and anything that emergencies that come up.
So get on out and have a great time. November 7th kicks off with the turkey dinner from 4 to 7. Ages 12 and up are $12, and kids are $6. And that's all that's going on Thursday. On Friday, that's when the fun starts at 6:30. There's, of course, the silent auctions, the booths upstairs, all that fun stuff. Food, great food. Friday night, downstairs, street tacos. Saturday, the Mexican dinner, enchiladas and tamales, but get there early. That's the last time I can tell you. Because you're going to run out and you're going to be disappointed, I think.
And we forgot my favorite booth.
What's that?
The treat booth.
Oh, well.
Come out for homemade candies and baked goods. Oh, my gosh. That's where I spend all my money and do most of my eating.
That's where it happens. That's where, you know, go buy all that stuff and help out St. Anthony's Church up there in Helper. Erica, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Oh, we appreciate the radio stations for helping us out.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our Facebook page, KOALITV. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.